Preface to Meditation 18. The Gift. Three old men met together a little while ago. I know because I was one of them. It was a reunion, lasting just a few hours. We hadn't met as a threesome for a lot of years. When we'd lived nearer one another, we used to meet regularly every 6 to 8 weeks to support each other in our lives and work, for mutual spiritual guidance, for our survival and encouragement in the life of the church, and to laugh at it all. Oh, how we laughed! Our reunion was a brief and marvellous time. Because of our close friendship and some obvious infirmities and ageing bits and pieces, it was inevitable that we talked a bit about death and what comes after. When you try to look through death, what do you see? Anything? Do you have any idea? Do you know what you're looking forward to? Are you looking forward? We sat around this quietly with our beer, and then it was illuminated by a reading for that day from Taizé that one of us had brought with us from the prophet Isaiah. Lord, we set our hope in you. Your name and your memory are all our soul desires. As we parted, one of us shouted a farewell across the street, or was it a greeting? Remembering Sir Thomas More's famous words to his family as he was taken away a prisoner, knowing he was going to die. May we meet merrily in heaven. We need constantly to be reminded of our hope, for that is what we've been given and what we bring as people of faith to the place called death. Hope. Look at death and see hope. Meditation says to us, look at death and see hope. This is one of its greatest gifts we bring to the lives of all the others around us and beyond, far beyond, all the time. Hope. In Christian meditation, as we persevere day by day, it is revealed to us ever more deeply that we are the people of hope. Meditation, we know, is in the first instances about loss, because it's about recognizing and then letting go, little by little, of the huge ego trips on which we have based a lot of our lives and still frequently cling to feverishly. Each letting go, big or small, each meditation is a little dying. Remember St. Benedict and his rule, his word on prayer. Keep death daily before your eyes. That's what meditation does, John Mayne reminds us often enough. But these wrenching, painful farewells to the power of the ego, leaving a dark space, are at the same time a greeting to the ever-enlarging dimension of our hope. Meditation is the abundant cradling of our hope, the Christian hope.